are included for horse show association. Oh, that's right. We are here. It is time for Meet Me at the Diner. And yes, I have the Lander Equestrian Coach here, Mary Houston. She is pumped up and ready to go because this weekend they are hosting an intercollegiate horse show, part of the association here. And we're going to talk about that and the expanding program that is happening over there. Of course, they're housed right over there at Burton Center. What a lovely facility it is over there. Every time I drive by, I feel like maybe I'm in Kentucky or something. How you doing today, Mary?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ann?
Very good, very good. So are you pumped up and excited about this?
We are very excited about hosting this horse show this weekend. We'll have 16 total colleges and universities here to compete, and we're just very pleased and very excited to have all those schools here to show off what we have been building over the past couple of years and have a wonderful competition.
So, this is the first time you will be hosting this particular type of horse show, is that correct?
For this year. We did host this same horse show last year. It was a little bit earlier. It was Halloween weekend, but this is our first show for this year that we're hosting.
So, now, this is a horse show where they don't actually bring their horses. They don't ride their own horses. They have to just take luck of the draw, right?
Correct. The way our competitions work is the hosting college provides all of the horses and equipment that the students will ride for that particular day, and we will draw the name of a horse out of a hat the morning of the show, and students will get on those horses, adjust their stirrups, and walk into the ring and have to show that horse to the best of their abilities. They're not allowed any prep time with that horse. They will get a brief description of the horse that may give them, you know, a tip or two as to what type of a ride that horse prefers. But for the most part, those students have to figure it out quickly as they go and show that horse to the best of their abilities.
So they don't, there's no meet and greet and a bio opportunity here. That's got to be difficult.
It is. It is. But it really truly tests the ability of a rider, tests their horsemanship skills and their ability to, you know, figure a horse out and adapt and make the best of the situation. To a degree, our competitions are a little bit of the luck of the draw in that, you know, most riders have a particular type of horse or type of ride that is easiest for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a little bit of the luck of the draw comes in there as far as, you know, if they happen to draw that type of a horse or if they draw what is their more challenging ride. But, you know, as riders, that then pushes them to continue to improve and grow and improve their skills. So it's a wonderful opportunity for students to grow as riders and as horsemen, to be able to, you know, in the future, be catch riders for other professionals and just get on anything and show it.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I don't know if I could do that, but that's pretty amazing. Now, one of the things you were telling me before we came on the air, that one of the things that you have to do as the host school, you have to make sure the horses haven't got any bad habits. They get them?
Yes, they do, just like children or dogs or any us or anything.
Dogs, yes, a great team would understand this.
But our horses are really wonderful, and they work very hard for us in our lesson program, and our kids do a great job with them. But with the kids learning, you know, they're going to naturally make some mistakes from time to time. And sometimes horses, when they're allowed to make the same mistake over and over, then they think, oh, they can do that all the time. And so before we have a competition, I try and have some of my advanced riders or myself or one of our managers hop on them a time or two to give them a tune-up, so to speak, and, you know, correct those bad habits so that they remember, oh, I'm not supposed to do that. I really can't get away with doing that, just so that we present the best horses that we possibly can for this competition.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can't. I like that, a tune-up. We're tuning up a horse now. I've never heard that before, but that's pretty cool, Mary. So the horse program, the equestrian program over there at Lander has grown tremendously. This is really the second full year, isn't it, of the program?
That is correct. You know, we broke ground in August of 2009 and moved in January of 2010 and only had one semester for a handful of kids to compete. So this is our second full year of being able to compete and be able to host competitions.
How's that feel?
Absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's so wonderful and exciting to look back and see how far the program has come in such a short period of time, with the great support of the Land University faculty and personnel and Dr. Ball and Glenda Ridgely and Nancy Poston, our director. Just everybody has really gone above and beyond to help grow this program and give it the support that it needs.
Now, this program is a is this an extracurricular, or can we get a degree in this?
There is a minor in the therapeutic horsemanship that we have offered at Land University. So there is an academic component to it, and if individuals are wanting to pursue that minor and eventually become accredited with PATH, which is the association that accredits people to work to teach people with special needs and disabilities on horseback, use that as their therapy, then students really do need to be a part of the equestrian program, because a part of that testing is they have to take a riding test where they get on an unfamiliar horse. They do get a 5-minute warm-up, and then they're judged on how they ride that horse. So our competition setup prepares them, and our lesson program prepares them with the skills that they need to master that one component for their PATH examination.
Wow. So now, how many horses do we have out there now?
We have 30 horses, and those 30 horses, well, they work in both our hunt seat program, our western program, and our therapeutic riding program. So these horses work a lot. And, you know, as our program continues to grow in numbers of students, we'll have to increase our horse number as well.
Now, but do you have any room for some more horses, or are you full up?
We do. This past spring, we cleared some land on the back of our property and fenced and seeded it, and we'll plan on opening those pastures in the spring of this next year, 2012, and then plan on starting to shut down some of the front pastures and get them seeded and some pretty grass growing inside those white fences and out front. So
it will look like Kentucky.
It will. It will. I promise it will. And we do have plans for continued expansion of the facility, too. Plans are underway. I hope it's not a secret, but I don't think it is, to cover our main arena out front and build an additional outdoor arena.
Wow.
We do have further plans to build an additional 26-stall barn for the team and a therapeutic riding complex that'll have 6 stalls, 3 grooming bays, offices, therapy rooms, and an attached 180-by-80 covered arena. So there is still more growth to come out there, and with that continued expansion, we'll be able to house the number of horses that we will need to service our intercollegiate program as well as the therapeutic riding program, because we're kind of having to keep both programs growing, but, you know, with a cap to them right now until we're able to have the number of horses to support that.
All I can say is, wow. That's pretty ambitious, but there's a lot of support for it, isn't there, Mary?
There is. I mean, we've had a huge response from students coming to Lander for this program, specifically for the equestrian team and for the therapeutic riding minor. And from the community as well, there's been huge support with people being interested in the program, wanting to get involved in both, you know, the college program and the therapeutic riding program. And the therapeutic riding program, even though I'm not directly involved in it as a coach, is very near and dear to my heart as well. And it's just so wonderful to see the difference that that's making in individuals' lives. And we actually, this weekend, have, I believe, 5 riders from our therapeutic riding program who will be going to the South Carolina Special Olympics and competing there this Saturday as well. So along with this horse show, we're sending 2 horses and a team of people down to Lexington with 5 riders to compete there too.
And if I remember, last year they did very well when they competed in the Special Olympics, didn't they?
They did do very well. There were a lot of first and second places.
Absolutely. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have Mary Houston right here, and I don't suppose it's any surprise, but she's engaged, folks. And the ring came from Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and, of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
Hold it, don't get all that much tighter in
Bonnie's
head. She goes, God.
I know.
Sorry. right. I guess we're back here. I didn't hear any music, but I guess we've just been talking. Hey, we're talking about all the things happening with the equestrian department out there at the Lander University. It is housed out there at Burton Center. And yes, they have a horse show coming up, a competition this weekend. Now, one of the things I think, Mary, is you'd love for the public to come out and be involved, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Would love for the public to come out. There's no admission fee to come in and watch the show. It will start at 9 o'clock, both Saturday and Sunday, November 19th and 20th, and should last until about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So the weather is supposed to be lovely this weekend in the 50s on Saturday and 60s on Sunday. So we would love for as many people to come out as possible and see what it's all about and support our Lander Bearcats.
Thinking about 50s and 60s compared to what it was during the Flower Festival with the horse show, what a difference a season makes.
Absolutely.
Wow. It was hot out there. But how many schools will actually be participating in this?
There are 15 schools that will be participating this weekend.
And so they'll all have how many categories?
There are,
roughly,
put me on the spot, there are 8 different classes, and each school can bring 16 riders or have 16 riders compete per day. So we'll have right under 200 rides per day.
Oh, so I guess those people need places to stay when they come here to town.
They do. They'll be staying at several of the different hotels here in Greenwood.
So that's an economic boost to our area for them to come here to town.
Absolutely.
That was my point, yeah.
Absolutely, with the hotels and the restaurants as well. They'll be coming in Friday evening.
That's right. And what time does this competition start?
Starts at 9 a.m. both Saturday and Sunday.
Do you want me to open early so they can come by and look at some jewelry?
Sure, absolutely. Or if you want to set up a booth out there, that'd be fine too.
Okay, well, there you go. See, they're going to be here on a Saturday and Sunday all day long. And if you want to go out and have a good time, this is an excellent program to take some kids, 10, 11, 12, out there to watch.
Absolutely. To come and watch and see, the horses go and compete. It's as much about the horses as it is the kids, even though the kids are who are being judged. But, without wonderful horses that are great athletes, we couldn't have this kind of a program or this type of competition. So.
And they say that it is such a treat to see when rider and horse literally become one.
It is, and that's, what a judge is to a degree looking for. They don't want to be able to see specifically where the horse ends and the rider begins, so to speak. You want it to be one unified picture.
Now, where do the judges come from for this? Do they come from the other schools, or how does this put together with the judges?
We hire judges who are carded or have been approved by the United States Equestrian Federation, and they are rated and carded judges that we hire. And actually, both of our judges are coming from South Carolina this year. We have a wonderful pool of resources of judges and equestrian professionals from Aiken and Landrum and up into the Tryon, North Carolina area with many carded judges, so I have a great pool that I can pull from within a short distance from us.
That's great. Now, how does it work as far as judging with them? Do they, if you don't have, one of the things you were telling me is you'd love to have a rider for every division, and you don't actually have that with Lander equestrian team, is that correct?
That is correct. I'm working towards that as my goal for next year. I've grown the program this year to where I have a rider in almost every division, just lacking one division still. So as a team, we need to have a rider in every division in order to be competitive on the team level. I have many individuals who are competitive on an individual level.
And so when you don't have a rider for that in the overall score, I guess you have to get a 0, is that right?
Correct. We just don't get a score for that particular class, which we still are doing very well. At our last two hunt seat shows, we finished 3rd and 5th. So still, we did very well against 15 other schools without having a rider in those two classes. So it is possible for us to do well, but it still is.
It would be nice not to have a 0 there.
Right. It would be very nice not to have a 0 in two classes.
That's true. So, can a rider overlap in different categories?
They can only ride in one division on the flat where they work on the rail at the walk, trot, and canter, and they can only ride in one division over fences. So they only have one trip in each of those two classes. But, for example, the way our classes are divided, like we have open, intermediate, and novice, a rider could be in novice fences and intermediate flat or vice versa.
Okay, so they are limited to the number of times they can actually compete.
Correct.
So that's part of it. Now, you know, we always talk about the gals. In fact, when we came back on the air, we were talking about the fact of their outfits that they wear, and they all have to be stylized and fit perfectly. But do you have any guys on the team?
At this point in time, we don't. We have a lot of guys that work out of the Equestrian Center, but I don't have any guys who ride on the team. And I would love to have some guys ride on the team. I've enjoyed working with guys in the past as riders, and I've had a few ride previously, but I would absolutely love to have some more on the team in the future. I joke with the guys and tell them it's an untapped resource for them to get to meet some girls, but they haven't stepped over and decided to climb on the horse.
Well, there you go, guys. You just have to climb on the horse here, right? That sounds great. You know, now what would somebody do with this once they graduate with a minor in equestrian?
Well, with the therapeutic horsemanship minor, which is the academic part that we have, students could get involved at various therapeutic riding programs, you know, of course, throughout the state and throughout the country. As far as being involved with the equestrian team program, it's going to give them a lot of leadership skills, self-confidence, teach them a lot of self-discipline and so forth. That's going to really help them, of course, as they go out into the real world and pursue a career in whatever field that is. A lot of these students, too, may want to continue competing on their own, and this is just going to give them a lot of great experience to help them continue to develop as a rider and as an equestrian, to be able to continue to reach the goals that they have set for themselves individually as an amateur.
Well, now, I guess the Olympics, we have an equestrian team, don't we?
We do. And that would be awesome if some of our kids wanted to aspire to that. And some of the students on our equestrian team as well have never had the opportunity to compete at all. So while I talk about upper-level riders who have come to us with a lot of show experience, I do also have riders who this may be their first time ever entering a show ring. And so it introduces them to the sport and hopefully gets them hooked to want to be able to continue on after college as well.
Now, if somebody's never ridden before, can they get involved in the program?
They can. We have several different ways for them to be involved, both on what we call a club level, where those kids are involved out there but don't get the riding time. But we also do need individuals who do not have very much riding experience, and definitely not any show experience, to compete for us as our walk trot riders, which is the lowest level. They're just as important as the highest level of riders.
Yeah, we don't want zeros.
Absolutely, no zeros.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, this is going to be a great weekend for you. I guess there's a lot of work that goes into getting ready. I mean, making sure everything looks good. You were talking about the horses, other aspects that you have to get ready that you don't always think about.
From, you know, just making sure the grounds are all touched up, of course, ordering awards, bringing in concessions. Actually, Mary Oaks Barbecue here in Greenwood is going to come in and do our concessions for us this weekend, which is taking a huge load off of us. It's not having to worry about that.
And they have great barbecue.
They do have wonderful, wonderful food. We're very excited that they're coming in and doing that for us. Having to organize our draw so that when we draw the horses for each class each morning, that's all in order and know who's going when, and tuning up the horses, making sure the horses are all clipped and clean and, you know, look the best that they can, too, and making sure all the equipment is aligned and labeled so that everybody knows what's going on who.
And I guess it takes probably quite a group of people to do all this. Do you have volunteers that do this or just students?
It's majority my students. We do have some volunteers that do come in and help, which we greatly, greatly appreciate. Because then this weekend, when the horse show is going on, my kids will be competing as well as helping to run the horse show.
Sure.
So there's a lot going on this weekend for them that they have to juggle. So we do really appreciate our volunteers that come in and help us, too, both during the week preparing and during our horse show.
Now, how about, is there a place for more volunteers if somebody's listening here today and wants to get involved? Is that possible?
Sure. Of course, we prefer people with some sort of horse experience and horse background, because the main thing we need volunteers for during the horse show is actually holding horses in between classes. But those people could contact our director, Nancy Poston, at the Equestrian Center and get a little bit more information about coming and volunteering.
What's the number out there?
388-8585.
8585. Now, Nancy went on and got certified. I remember seeing that in the paper. What did she get certified for?
She's certified with PATH now, so she is a certified therapeutic riding instructor.
That was pretty awesome.
It was wonderful. I was very proud of her.
Yeah.
Very proud of her. She did a great job.
She did. And she is a big cheerleader out there. She loves what she does. And every time you talk to her about it, she is just beaming.
She does. She has so much energy. I wish I had a tenth of her energy to keep going. And she is just so wonderful, does a great job for us with directing our facility and overseeing all the programs out there. And she goes on the road with us with the equestrian team, cheering on the girls and helping, you know, get them ready and so forth, and helping me a lot with some of the last-minute stuff and so forth. And she's been huge in helping me prepare for this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, it's a horse show this weekend, and it is out there at the Burton Center. You don't want to miss it. Get out there. Take some time, whether it's Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon, sometime between Saturday and Sunday. Take a trip out there. What a great free event to go see, and particularly with some kids, it's a lot of fun to enjoy.
Absolutely.
All right. We are going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. We'll be back. Hey, if you've got a question for Mary, don't hesitate to call us. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back. News is up.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Monday, happy days.
Covered.
Tuesday,
There you go. We're right back here at Sharp Pass. It's Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, before we start talking to Mary Houston, we're talking about the equestrian team here. We do want to give you an update on what's happening with the price of gold today. The sun has finally decided to come out, and that surely is a good thing. Currently, I think it's about 58 degrees out there. And right now, the price of gold, I told you guys it would start coming down, and right now it is at $1,718. Don't want it to drop below that $1,600, so come see us today. Take advantage of this price. Silver is trading at $31.62. So you know we pay the most, and even whether it's up or down, we're always buying right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Take advantage of it. Don't let it fall any further, but right now gold is down $44 here this morning. So come see us before the end of the day. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? Isn't there a song about that, Mary?
I think there is.
That's right. Live for today. Who knows what tomorrow may bring? So bring us that gold and silver right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. Well, we've been here today talking with Mary Houston. We are very fortunate to have Mary heading up the program here. You come with such a wide background here, and to come back here to Greenwood and Lander have to say thank you.
Well, I thank them for giving me this opportunity, too. It's wonderful to help bring this kind of a program to the Greenwood area where I grew up.
Yes, and it's kind of comfortable being at home, isn't it?
It is. It's been nice coming back.
Absolutely. Well, you are of course, getting revved up for this weekend, but there's another component to what goes on out there at Burton Center, and actually part of the reason that they chose to set up out there at Burton Center is the fact of the therapeutic riding program. For those of you that don't know about it, they have an excellent program. There's not many of them across the country, and even in South Carolina. What can you tell us about that, Mary?
We are actually the only school or university in South Carolina that has a therapeutic riding program that is affiliated with a university, and we're the only school in South Carolina that has any type of an academic component with that type of a program to train people to get involved in that industry.
That's huge.
That is very huge,
yeah.
Very huge. And there are many therapeutic riding programs throughout the state, but certainly, you know, ours being connected with Lander University is wonderful and gives it a lot of credibility. And we do have a wonderful program. Beth Wood is our therapeutic riding instructor who is certified with PATH and is also an occupational therapist. And she does a wonderful job with that program, doing both therapeutic riding sessions as well as what's called hippotherapy, which is a one-on-one session with an individual where it's a little bit more occupational therapy based, where she's then using the horse as her tool to achieve the goals that she is wanting to with that particular rider.
Now, one of the things that's been so neat, though, about with the hippotherapy is mm-hmm. the effect that it has on the on the clients that get to ride the horses?
It has been wonderful, even though I am not their instructor.
Sure.
But, you know, being able to watch these individuals improve and grow over the course of the weeks or the semester, or even we've had a couple with us for 2 years now, and it's been so rewarding to see the difference that it's made in their lives, from the increase in their body control, their core strength, you know, on an emotional level, speech improvements. It's just been really neat to see all the improvements that it has made in their lives.
Well, sure, and when you consider that, you know, if you've ever ridden horses and then you haven't ridden and you get back on a horse, it takes a lot to get those muscles in shape again.
It definitely does.
Doesn't it?
It definitely does.
So you can imagine somebody that's never done these type of things, what they actually go through to get their muscles in shape to do this.
It does. And when you think about someone who, you know, is in a wheelchair and isn't able to walk, you put them on the back of the horse, it gives them a new sense of freedom. You know, it gives them legs to be able to go wherever they want to go. And actually the movement of the walk of a horse stimulates the same pelvic movement that it does in a human when you are physically walking. So you're helping to move those muscles, work those muscles and tendons and ligaments in the individual, in the rider, that they would be working if they were actually able to walk. So that's one reason that using the horse for therapy has become so hugely popular. Of course, I could go on forever about all the different, you know, positive things on it. But, you know, giving that person freedom. You know, and again, too, if you're used to sitting in a wheelchair having something support you, you don't use your core muscles to support your upper body on a regular basis unless you make yourself. So, again, taking that away, putting someone up on a horse where they have to balance and support themselves, you're going to develop a lot of muscle strength.
You definitely are. Now, how many, do you have any idea how many people are involved in the, how many clients are actually involved in the hypotherapy?
I believe right now Beth serves between 17 and 20 clients. Don't hold me
sure,
to
right.
that number, but I believe that's about what she works with right now. However, it takes a tremendous amount of volunteers to run that program, because with every one rider, it takes 3 volunteers to have one horse handler and a sidewalker on either side. So it does require a lot of volunteer manpower in order for that program to be successful.
It's kind of not like when I was 5 and I fell off the horse. There wasn't anybody standing there with me. I just fell off. You don't want that type of thing to happen with young adults. Yeah.
No. So, you know, and the sidewalkers are there just more or less as spotters, you know, just
sure.
to help if they get a little off balance.
Now, so can you always use more volunteers to work in that program?
We all always are looking for more volunteers to work in that program, and time, you know, scheduling. There's scheduling conflicts and so forth with people. So, you know, we always need a large volunteer list to be able to pull from.
So, if you are interested in getting involved in that program, would you call Nancy again?
Probably Beth Wood,
Beth?
Who is our therapeutic riding coordinator, and her number is 388-8587.
Okay.
And that's Beth Wood, 388-8587, or her email is bwood@lander.edu.
So check out the program. Now, is this just for clients of Burton Center, or can anybody bring somebody who is handicapped?
Anybody can get involved with the therapeutic riding program as far as from a client standpoint. The Burton Center is just one of our resources with getting people involved in this program, but we have people come from various counties and so forth, and we have children as well as adults who are involved with the program, so it's not just limited to adults.
Wow, I did not know that. Now, how about when, I bet it would be pretty interesting to be out there. Do they ever bring the clients out to enjoy the horses or just watch when y'all are working or doing this type of thing?
They do. During the week when clients are at the Burton Center working, a lot of times during some of their breaks, they'll come out and walk around and just look at the horses in the pasture or you know, stand there and watch me teaching and so forth and cheer on my kids. And so I really enjoy having them come out.
Yeah, I'll bet that is neat. Well, this weekend, it is a big horse show here. I had no idea how many people are involved in this program. What is it, 8,000 people?
Yes, the Intercollegiate Horse Show Association currently has 8,167 members, and that is broken down into 372 teams, and that's nationwide.
So is the 372 teams, would that be the number of schools. That would be involved in it?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this area would be, what, the southeastern region?
It is. The U.S. is broken down into zones, and then each zone is broken down into regions. So we are part of what's called Zone 5, Region 2. There are four regions in Zone 5.
Are there schools that are bigger than your school here?
Absolutely. There are schools out there that have teams of, 60, 70, 80 kids that they can pull from, and schools that have, 100, 200 horses in their herd that they pull from for their students to be able to ride and practice on and so forth. Now, some of those schools have, more in-depth academic programs that go along with their equestrian programs, so they need that number of horses for both their academic programs as well as this program. But there's some big schools out there.
There's some big schools out there. I didn't realize that. But Clemson is in this region, Converse College, Furman, Emory, any of them bigger than what's in the region that you're in, any of them bigger?
As far as, student body base, of course, bigger than Lander. As far as team numbers go, Clemson and Barry actually both have a little bit of a larger team of kids to pull from than we do at this point in time, as well as USC and
So how are you going to fare this weekend?
We should do very well, though. Like I said, our first and second show, we were third and fifth as a team. So I hope to stay in that, between third and fifth place as far as our overall team score. The last competition we went to was hosted by Berry College, and the first day I had what's called the High Point Hunt Seat Rider on Saturday, which means my riders combined score over fences and on the flat was the highest of anybody for that day. And on the second day, one of my riders was in a four-way tie for that title again, and she ended up reserve High Point rider for that day. So I'm feeling very confident going into this weekend that my kids are going to do very well.
All right. Well spoken like a true coach right here. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feels so right. You can't be wrong.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm here with Mary Houston. Yes, there is a big horse show right here in town this weekend out there at the Burton Center. They are looking forward to hosting the Intercollegiate Horse Show Association. I didn't want to just say IHSA. The Intercollegiate Horse Show Association. That's quite a mouthful there, isn't it?
It is. That's why we abbreviate it so often.
But for all our listeners out there, if you'd like to go out and just, there is something about watching beautiful horses competing and doing things. It's great just to see the horses out there in the pastures out there just running around. It's great.
It is. There's something, peaceful and relaxing about it.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to go out there and watch, it starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday, 9 o'clock on Sunday, going all day long till 4-ish in the afternoon. You can go out there. There is no charge. Is that correct?
That is correct. No admittance fee.
That's right. And will you have places for people to sit?
We will have some bleachers out there and available, but feel free to bring folding chairs as well. We do ask that people don't bring, umbrellas or big tents and that type of thing to set up, just so that we don't have anything extra pop up to startle any of the horses. But there is plenty of places for people to sit.
And Mary Oaks is going to be there serving barbecue. And what could be better than Mary Oaks? Becky Ginn, thank you so much for doing that. Kudos, huh?
Yes, we are very appreciative that they're coming out and doing our concessions for us.
That's right. So it is amazing how, what was it you told me last year? What did you have, 7 or 8 horses?
Last year we had about 15.
15, mm-hmm. And this year you have?
30.
30. And you were just telling me, well, that seems like a lot. It's really not when you look at the program and where you're going with this. So you'll be expanding.
We hope so.
Now, if somebody has a horse, though, this came up the last time you were on.
Right.
If somebody has a horse, how are you dealing with that right now?
We take the information on the horse, and either go and evaluate the horse or have the horse come in on a trial period, regardless when we if we accept the horse in, it comes in on a trial period for 30 days to make sure that the horse is going to work well in our program before we accept it. With our limited space and our set number of horses that we are allowed to have, at this point in time, a horse would have to leave in order for us to be able to accept a new donation. And we do have a few horses that we are looking for placement homes for, just because they are have gotten older and a little too arthritic and so forth for us to really be able to use them in our program as much as we need them to work. So we are looking for some retirement homes for a couple of our horses right now.
I was going to say retirement homes, and then there you go, right there with retirement homes. We're looking for retirement homes for horses now.
Yes, so too. I mean, if anyone has, you know, a horse or two in a pasture and they, you know, would like another just companion animal, we do have a few that we're looking to place.
Wow. So all you have to do is contact Mary Houston. Probably after the first of next week would be good rather than before the show this weekend. Her number is 388-8585. So, gosh. If you've got a horse that you'd like to be considered, give you a call.
Yes, please.
And if you have a space for a horse or two, give her a call.
Yes. And we do have certain criteria, of course, like I said, that we're looking for with horses, certain types of horses. It's not just anything, unfortunately, just because we're looking for horses that can go to work in our program today.
Well, and that is a problem because we do have people out there who maybe can't afford to keep their horses and they're looking for a great place for them. And sometimes the two come together and sometimes they don't.
That's correct.
So just keep that in mind. Well, Mary, we've talked about some of the parts of what goes on out there. I know you're excited this weekend to be hosting this. It's going to be a big competition. Now, roughly how many people are coming to actually compete?
We'll have close to 200 riders competing this weekend.
Wow, that's pretty big.
It's a lot, plus coaches and parents and boyfriends and friends coming to watch and support, so there'll be a lot of people here.
Will your sweetie be there?
He will be.
He will be. Yes, she got engaged here recently. Are you getting married anytime soon?
I am, actually, December 31st.
Well, you heard it right here on WLMA. So it's only really the time you had, isn't it?
It really was. It really was with the break while the kids were gone on Christmas break. So getting married before they come back.
Okay, so then it'll be not Mary Houston, it'll be?
Mary Houston Weaver.
Mary Houston Weaver. All right. Well, congratulations to you, my dear.
Thank you so much.
All right. And the ring did come from Sharp Facets Gallery. We must mention that, yes. Other things that are coming up, any other competitions that you're going to be doing?
We will continue to compete. This is actually our last show for this semester, but then we'll pick back up, and we have three competitions in February that are not at our facility. But in March the 3rd, we will be hosting the Western Regional Finals. I don't know what time that will be yet, but I will let everybody know.
Sure.
But we do look forward to hosting that March the 3rd.
Now, do we do both type of riders in this competition this weekend?
This weekend is just hunt seat.
Okay.
The one in March will be just Western.
Okay, so they do divide it up according to. Do they ever do both together?
Berry College is right now the only college that hosts them together, but it's just a really long day and a lot of work. If you can imagine, our hunt seat show is going to run from 9 to 4, then if you added another 5 to 6 hour horse show on to after that, that's a really long day.
Any foxes this weekend?
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend. All right. Well, what else can you tell us about? Now, you've told us there is a minor program as far as the
the therapeutic horsemanship.
What's the difference between therapeutic horsemanship and HIPAA?
They're very similar. The therapeutic horsemanship will teach someone to do the hippotherapy as well. But truly, I believe to do hippotherapy, you have to be certified as an occupational therapist, physical therapist, speech therapist.
Okay. But on the other program,
you can, and it's because in the hippotherapy, it's a one-on-one, very intense session like that. The therapeutic riding is set up in a group situation where there's, you know, 2 to 4 riders that are a little bit more independent, have a little bit higher skill function and so forth, that are working in those sessions.
Okay. And you said we do have a group going down for the Olympics, for the Special Olympics
this weekend. Yes, ma'am. We have, four or five riders going.
That's cool.
And two of our wonderful horses.
Well, that's cool. So you'll be short 2 horses on top of that, right?
We will.
They're going
They'll be there Saturday, but we'll be glad to have them back for Sunday.
Now, why did we start an equestrian program? I mean, that was a massive undertaking just in dollars and investment and everything. And, of course, that happened back in 2009. But what made the equestrian center develop?
A a lot of things had to come together in the Stars lineup for it to happen. But Lander had had an equestrian club team since 2000. But they had looked into the program and saw the value in the program and what it could bring to both Lander as well as to the community as far as helping to bring new blood and new people into this area and to Lander. And we're just very grateful that Lander decided to invest in it, and it's paying off. We're bringing in students to Lander and to the Greenwood community.
But let's see, did we get some grants or somebody, there was some money left to help start this program?
There was a grant that was left several years ago, and that money still is helping with our program, along with our original funding was tied into the funding for the Jeff May Complex. So those two programs are a little bit tied together.
Oh, okay.
But we still are, you know, going to be needing to raise money to finish all of our building plans.
So if somebody would like to contribute, that would be an excellent program to contribute to, wouldn't it, Mary?
Absolutely. Absolutely, to help continue the growth of this program and development. It is very worthwhile in multiple ways from both, you know, my college kids as well as the therapeutic riding program.
So, and how about the Jeff May Center out there? Isn't it fabulous?
It's gorgeous.
It's finally done.
It's
yes.
Gorgeous, and from what I hear, I've been out there, and of course it's gorgeous to see, but the students are really, really enjoying it, and the student athletes as well.
Sure. And I think it is the 19th, maybe coming up next week, that the walking trail is going to open, so the
yes.
public will be able to use it.
Yes, and it is a very, very nice walking trail. Everyone should go out there and take advantage of it.
And no horses, though.
No horses, unfortunately. Unfortunately for us.
All right. Well, Mary, I know you've got a lot on your plate. It has been excellent for you to come out here and see us today. And I certainly hope that everybody is going to be in good shape. You were telling me one of your horses had got a hematoma, and it's going to have to compete just because you need the horse.
It is, but he's fine. It's not too bad.
He's not too bad.
Yeah.
Horses can be kind of frisky out there, can't they?
They can.
Yeah. So, well, good luck this weekend. Make sure that everybody gets out there. I know you'd just love for everybody to come out, enjoy this, and see what goes on at a horse show. A lot of people have never been to a horse show.
Absolutely. We would love to have them out to see what it's all about.
And it's all out there at the Burton Center. And just come out, enjoy, bring in a couple of fold-up chairs might be a good idea. You are going to have bleachers out there. Mary Oaks is going to be serving up barbecue, some of the best barbecue around, award-winning barbecue.
Yes.
And anything else that will be going on starting at 9 o'clock?
Starting at 9 o'clock, and we just look forward to having everybody out there.
That's right. And this is where they wear all those official-looking costumes. What are they called?
They have a hunt coat and yeah. shirt and breeches and boots and helmets.
Yeah, so they'll be all dressed up pretty darn spiffy out there for
they
this.
They do look nice.
They do. So thanks so much for coming on and sharing today.
Thank you for having me.
It has been my pleasure to have Mary Houston here. Well, Mary Houston at least for a little while longer until December 31st, or she becomes Mary Houston Weaver. She has been talking about what else but horses. That's right, and the horse show going on out there at the Lander Equestrian Facility at Burton Center. You know who I am. I am Ann Eller. Price of gold has fallen back here a little bit. Don't let it drop away from you. If you've been holding out, you better come see us before it drops much further. Right now, price of gold is still steady at, is it steady at? It is steady at $1,717, folks. Come see us today. We'll be here all day till 6 o'clock, and, of course, tomorrow from 10 until 6. And Saturdays, 10 to 2. So this is your favorite radio station right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood. We'll be posting the audio of this on our website this afternoon and hopefully get a video up on this, too, on YouTube. Hey, that's going to do it for us. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.